Welcome to Earth Matters, field notes on the geology of New Mexico's enchanting landscapes. Celebrating Earth Science Week, I'm Alex Gizzi, an economic geologist at the New Mexico Bureau of Geology and Mineral Resources and an associate professor at New Mexico Tech. Many of the metals we use today make our technologies light, efficient, and allow building things that improve our lives and our footprint on the planet. Metals are commonly deposited deep in the Earth's crust within magmatic hydrothermal systems. An important ingredient is the presence of hydrothermal fluids, which are like hot water with salt that can carry significant amounts of metals under high pressures and temperatures. These fluids play a key role in the transport and concentration of metals in the Earth's crust to form ore deposits. To understand these ore-forming processes, we can either inspect rocks that represent fossilized geologic systems, or we can mimic these fluids in the lab. In the Ore Deposits and Critical Minerals Lab at New Mexico Tech, we study the behavior of metals deep in the Earth's crust. We synthesize minerals such as fluorite, calcite, and apatite, or observe fluids under pressure and temperature. We use hydrothermal reactors in which we can cook up fluids and synthesize minerals that we dope with rare earth elements. We then study their structures and compositions using X-ray. Another type of experiments is called diamond anvil cell, which essentially consists of pressing two diamonds together in which sits a gasket and a tiny sample of fluid and mineral, generally tens of micrometers small. We can then probe these fluids and minerals using a laser at very high pressures and temperatures in the cell without destroying the sample. We are talking about 5 to 20,000 times the pressure we feel on the Earth's surface, and temperatures up to 600 degrees Celsius. Our lab is pretty unique in the US and we conduct boundary-breaking research on rare earth elements. Celebrating Earth Science Week, I'm Alex Gizzi.